Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
You may not be aware of it, brothers and sisters, but you and I, today, we are engaged in a staggering struggle in which angels and demons are both involved.
That's right.
And we have to understand that we are participants in a battle for survival. Light and darkness,
yeah.
Right and wrong,
uh-huh.
Justice and injustice,
yes.
And liberty and slavery. However,
right.
We have to understand that according to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 36, in the God Word translation, it is written that if the Son sets you free, you will absolutely be free.
Amen.
Friends, for starters, know that being set free in our faith means we're not chained to our sins, we're not chained to our past or potential. It means that we are free. We are free to accept the forgiveness and grace of Jesus when we mess up or when we fall short.
Yes.
We can repent of our sins, ask for forgiveness,
yes.
And surrender our burdens at the cross with our Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians 6:2 in the New King James, it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. He's saying, you know, notice what Galatians 6:2 means. Being in Christ, just because we're born again and we're believers, and being in Christ does not mean that we're not going to have burdens to carry in this earthly life.
That's right.
We are going to have burdens. And one of those burdens is the weightiness of our temptation to give into sin and the heaviness of trying to get out of it. And Satan is always going to be right there. He's going to always be right there to tempt you. He's going to be right there to trick you. You always need to have a prayer partner.
That's right.
You need to have someone that you can stand up with. You know, in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 tells us that two is better than one, because if one falls, the other can help him up.
That's right.
Think about that.
Right.
He says, but woe, woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help.
All right.
So we need to have someone to come along beside of us, a prayer partner. And because, you know, just praying, you can pray by yourself, but also coming together,
yeah.
You can pray a prayer of agreement. I have people now praying with me as a prayer of agreement with some situations that I've been encountering. And because God said, where two come together, is agreeing upon anything, is it being done, it shall be done. So your prayer is a lot stronger.
Yes.
You know, so we really need to have that prayer partner and someone that we can trust.
Amen.
And not just somebody that wants to know about your business.
All right.
There are a lot of people say they want to pray for you or to ask somebody, well, tell me what's going on. I'd like to pray for them. They really don't want to pray for you. They just want to know what's going on. You know, the flesh. You're right, brother. You know, Paul warned us to to share that burden and not battle sin and temptation on her own. Paul begins by saying, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Saints, this battle, and I want you to hear this battle is a battle in which your physical strength and your human best is not enough. You cannot fight this with your own power, your own strength. If you're dependent on your own strength, you're going to be defeated. You're going to lose your battle because you and I need the power of the Lord. We need the power of God to fight these battles. And you and I need this power. And it's only in the power of his might that there's any possibility of victory. And I'm going to say that again. And it's only in the power of his might, God's might, that there's any possibility of victory. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 5, which states, "Not by might nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize Satan's wiles. It's imperative, vitally important, in order to gain victory, that we recognize the wiles of Satan. And I want you to keep in mind today that Satan's attacks are tailor-made. They are carefully made. They're custom-made, carefully and methodically selected to attack each person's specific weakness,
that's right,
their weaknesses and their vulnerabilities.
Yes.
He has got a file on you.
Yes, he does.
You know, and he knows your habits.
Yeah.
He knows what you enjoy doing and looking at in the flesh.
Go ahead.
He knows what you like to listen to.
Yeah.
And he's going to make sure you see it. And he's going to make sure you hear it. I know the other day in my time is getting dressed, I keep a little mini iPad in my bathroom to listen to Christian music or sermons. And the children's songs came up. And I used to enjoy listening to the children's Christian songs with my granddaughter when we were traveling. We'd push that. That was when she was really young and we had the cassettes push in. And she knew exactly which one was coming up next, even though she was like four or five years old. She knew. But, you know, I like that little one where it talks about be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Yeah.
Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little hands, what you do. And little feet, where you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a child, you know, a kid's song. But it's for adults.
Yeah.
It's for adults. Because we are so inundated today in stuff on the internet and TV. And they don't hide anything. You know, I was watching a movie the other night, and it was a time and space where this man was transformed into the future. Mm-hmm. And he was writing a book, I think it was 1800 or something, and he didn't realize the things that he was saying, the difference that it was going to make in the future. Mm-hmm. It's like today. We don't realize some of the things that we're doing today is going to not only affect our children, but our grandchildren, those that haven't even gotten here yet,
right,
and those people. And so once he got there, he was transferred there. He couldn't believe what he would see in the church. And he said that the church, you know, he went back, the church was in danger. And it was in danger because it's being so inundated with all the technology today and all of the concerts they're having, you know, instead of praise and worship like, you know, their team was doing today, they're having like the concerts are having all these darkness, you know, and I never could understand why the church wanted to turn the lights out. Jesus is light,
that's right,
you know, and just turn the lights up, you know. But, you know, these are things not in my notes, but I know that the Holy Spirit speaks through me,
yeah,
and that we need to know these things. And it's good that we have, you know, that we know these things. But like I said, you know, he knows, Satan knows you.
Amen.
He knows everything about you. And he tempts you. God will test us, but he doesn't tempt you.
Right.
He doesn't tempt you. But we cannot play dead. We cannot just roll over and play dead. We can no longer remain complacent. We have to always be alert, on the alert, as it says in 1 Peter 5:8. And I'm reading this from the Easy Read Translation, 1 Peter 5:8. It says, "Control yourselves and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat." And some translation says he's looking for someone to devour. And there again, devour means to eat food and pray. And I don't mean P-R-A-Y, I mean P-R-E-Y. food and pray hungrily or quickly. It also means to lay waste, wipe out. It's all the same. It's all the same. Satan's goal is to destroy you. His goal is to wipe you off the face of the earth. And he doesn't care how he does it. He does not care how he does it.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you that you truly are our protector, our refuge, high tower, and our hiding place, and you will deliver us from our enemies. Lord, with you on our side, we have no need to fear the terror of the night nor the arrows that fly by day. You have given us instructions how to stand against the wiles of the devil, and Satan has no legal rights to attack us. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. For whom the Son sets free is absolutely free. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that being set free in our faith means that we are no longer chained to our sins. We are free to accept your forgiveness and grace when we mess up or we fall short. Praise God. Help us to understand, Lord, that when we're in a battle, that you are right here to fight them for us. For our physical strength and our human best is not enough. We need the power of our God, the God of battles, the Lord of the armies, the Lord of hosts. And Lord, you are the one that we put our trust in. Bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.